Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, how's it going? This
Not
is
too bad.
Calling from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
And what do you do there in Fayetteville?
Well, actually, I was EVAC. I normally live in St. Mary's, Georgia.
And what do you do when you're back home in St. Mary's?
So I'm in the Navy, and I'm a missile technician. So I work on the nuclear missiles that we have on the submarine.
No kidding!
Wow. Whoa.
You are a technician on a nuclear submarine?
Whoa.
Yes. It probably sounds a lot cooler than it is, but it's not that great.
Well, what do you do on it? What do you, like, dust the missiles or something?
It's funny because most of the time we do spend cleaning a lot. So.
Spend cleaning. Well, you don't want to destroy the world with a dirty missile. So,
yeah.
I'm glad to hear it, I guess.
No.
Well, welcome to the show, Anthony. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly into the limericks, you will be a winner. Are you ready to play?
All right, let's do it.
Here's your first limerick.
No longings our features have stirred, but from dating we won't be deterred. This new app will cloak us in ultra-soft focus. On here, all the pictures are...
out of focus?
Well, it's close.
It's close. One more. It's a word that means out of focus that rhymes with deterred and stirred. Any guesses?
Blurred.
Yeah! Blurred. If you are tired of those appearance-obsessed dating apps, like Tindle or Bumber, try the Taffy app. So the way it works is Taffy users need to exchange at least 10 messages before it will unblur the photo. And then it's, oh God, reburr.
Blur,
sorry. I'm a Hamilton fan, I got distracted. Let's see if we can make this work a little better in the next limerick, here we go.
The maze I am in is a tight snare. Each way this rat turns, walls are right there. Of lab coats I dream, and wake up with a scream. It's no wonder I'm having a...
affair?
The rhymes are with tight snare, the rhymes are right there.
When one of those missiles goes off by accident.
That would be a...
A nightmare,
yeah. According to a new study, rats, we now know, have nightmares. The
really?
Study, published this week in the American Journal of Throwing Away Your Grant Money, found rats who were sprayed with bursts of air while doing a maze had nightmares about the experience later. Rats who were not sprayed while doing the maze had typical anxiety dreams, like showing up at the rat maze naked. So this study shows that rats are worse than we thought. Not only are they eating our garbage and covered in plague, they're just waiting for the perfect moment to sneak into the kitchen and say, oh, dude, I got to tell you about this dream I had last night. Anthony, here is your last limerick.
Good dirt needs more work than just wonder prayer. Most lazy farmers just blunder there. Bad soil that's forgotten will not eat up cotton. I'll test it by planting my...
Build-A-Bear.
It's not. You know what? Yes.
It is Build-A-Bear.
It's
yes.
Build-A-Bear.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great answer.
It's actually underwear. What the hell? Farmers in Tennessee, you've served our country well. We can forgive this.
Yeah,
farmers in Tennessee.
Don't you?
Have come up with a sexy new way to test the soil in their pastures. They bury their underwear in the ground. Unlike you, the farmers are not burying their underwear because they didn't realize how old the sushi was and now it's too late and they can't go home like that. No, the farmers are looking at microbes in the soil that, when healthy, eat cotton. It's organic, right? After a month underground, the farmers then dig up the underwear, and if it's filled with holes, if it's rotted away, that means the soil is great, ready for planting. If the underwear is still in one piece, your soil is dead and your livelihood is ruined. But hey, at least you have something to wear.
Wait a minute. Couldn't they plant like a piece of cotton? Why do you have to plant your underwear?
We wondered about this. We did. But ours is not to reason why. Ours is merely to make a limerick about it.
Okay.
How did Anthony do in our quiz?
Anthony. Listen, we know that for 3 months you're going to be teased by the entire crew. Oh, so yeah. We're going to give you the biggest send-off cheer you've ever heard from the Navy. How about let's hear it? You're always is a winner in our book.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Have a good one.
Take care.